Okay, Paul, can you present your case?
Yeah, this is a physician. So if you want to know what a physician would do, this is a physician. This is one of our faculty members. He's 55 years old. He's Chinese-American, never smoker. And he developed a cough and a little bit of shortness of breath, and it persisted. So he went to his physician after about 4 months of cough, and the physician took a chest x-ray, and there was a mass in the left lung. And so then he had a CT PET scan. He had supraclavicular nodes, contralateral, hilar, and mediastinal nodes, multiple nodes. He had his primary lesion, the supraclavicular nodes, and then, interestingly enough, he had a very hot spot in his spleen. Now, he had not had a biopsy yet, and so on the basis of this scan, we actually biopsied his supraclavicular node under ultrasound. I couldn't actually feel it, but we biopsied it under ultrasound guidance, and that provided plenty of tissue to get his molecular markers. So, never smoker Chinese, he did not have an EGFR mutation.
I've just got to ask David, what do you think about the idea of being able to biopsy a node you can't feel?
No, I think that's exactly what you have to do. I mean, you can't really do, you can muck around a little supraclavicular, you know, exploratory biopsy, but you do more harm than good. And if you can find it, you know, ultrasound and get a fine needle or even larger biopsy, that's perfect. Yeah. That's
how big was it on ultrasound? That's amazing that you could see it.
No, this is about a 2-centimeter lymph node.
But you still couldn't feel it. Was it sort of too deep?
It was too deep to feel it. Right.
Vince?
I mean, this is a really good case. If you believe in the value of biomarkers, why to get them than to be guided clinically? Because there are the Asian never smoking
who don't have patients
who don't have EGFR mutations. And you know, this patient, I wouldn't be shocked if this patient had a KRAS mutation.
Well, this patient did have
I've heard KRAS mutation.
It gets even better.
However, this patient was FISH positive. He was EGFR gene amplified, KRAS positive, and EGFR mutation negative. So he received the...
Hold on. I got to ask Vince, what would you give him?
I probably would have treated him differently than Paul. I don't think I... I believe you gave him a lot in it. We're going to hear that.
But No, I wouldn't.
This is a toxin.
I got
to talk to that. If he was EGFR mutated, I would have recommended it again.
Yeah, I would have given him pemetrexed and a platinum. And I didn't hear anything that told me he couldn't get Bev. So I might have given him Bev.